This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, I'll bring you reviews in biography and memoir, and history and biography. In the memoir section, you'll hear Earphones winning reviews of It's Okay to Laugh, written and read by Nora McInerney-Permont, and The Children of Willesden Lane, written and read by Mona Golubek. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, but if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is A Common Struggle, A Personal Journey Through the Past and Future of Mental Illness and Addiction. It's by Patrick J. Kennedy with Stephen Freed, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Johnny Heller. Elected to office in Rhode Island at the age of 21, Patrick Kennedy went on to win a seat in the House of Representatives and become a seasoned legislator. Johnny Heller's narration of this audiobook captures Kennedy's isolation as he struggled with alcoholism, drug addiction, and bipolar disorder in plain sight. Heller's skillful narration is complete with a dead-on Boston accent. When Patrick's car hit a barrier in the front of the White House, his father Ted characterized it as a fender bender. This gives listener a glimpse of the deception, denial, and delusion that Patrick grappled with daily. But he fought his way back to sobriety, and through Heller's outstanding narration, listeners can experience his triumph over his addictions and ultimate recovery. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of A Common Struggle, A Personal Journey Through the Past and Future of Mental Illness and Addiction by Patrick J. Kennedy with Stephen Freed. It's an Earphones winner, read by Johnny Heller, available from Penguin Audio for 12.5 hours unabridged. Our next review in biography memoir is It's Okay to Laugh. It's by Nora McInerney-Permont, and it's read by the author, and it's an Earphones winner. Nora McInerney-Permont tells her personal story of love, loss, and what follows in this touching, humorous, unapologetically honest memoir. Permont loses her father and husband to cancer and a baby to a miscarriage all in the same year. But the energy and passion with which she reads her story exude the life and magic squeezed from her trials rather than the raw pain and sorrow. Her sarcastic wit is magnified through a strong, authentic delivery. While listeners are certain to find humor in her narration, they will also likely feel the unsettling vibrations of her daily struggle and gaping voids. This young mother is sure to captivate her listeners. Just remember, before hitting play, it's okay to laugh, and crying is cool too. Jen Forbus wrote that review of It's Okay to Laugh. It's written and read by Nora McInerney-Permont, and it's an Earphones winner. It's from Harper Audio for 6.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Iceberg by Marion Coutts, read by Suzanne Torin. Marion Coutts has written a moving memoir of bearing witness and providing comfort to her husband Tom as he is dying from a brain tumor. Suzanne Torin strikes just the right fierce and unflinching tone to portray the slightly prickly and unconventional author. Coutts spans the emotional spectrum, and Torin goes toe-to-toe with her in an impressive and devastating performance. The love and gratitude between the couple are tangible, but so too are Coots's exhaustion, fury, and pain. When Coots rages through her house while her small son cowers under a chair, Torin expresses her claustrophobic frustration. The listener is reminded over and over the time-consuming and labor-intensive business of being a caregiver. The Iceberg is a fine combination of lyrical writing and sensitive narration. Anna Broom wrote that review of The Iceberg. It's by Marion Coots, read by Suzanne Torin, available from Audible Inc. Brilliance Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Good, Good Pig, The Extraordinary Life of Christopher Hargwood by Cy Montgomery, read by Exie Sands. Good, good news for patient fans. Naturalist Cy Montgomery's beloved tale of her pig, Christopher Hargwood, is an audiobook at last. Exie Sands narrates this memoir of Montgomery's life with her porcine friend and what he teaches her about love, community, and family. Sands sounds at times quietly confidential, at other times mildly amused. Her delivery has an intimate air, as though she's reminiscing about this pet to a close friend, an approach that suits the material. Listeners meet Christopher as a sickly runt, enjoy his transformation into a hefty runaway, and grieve with the author when he eventually passes away after a full, deeply intelligent life. Fans of all ages will enjoy and return to Montgomery's humorous, thoughtful reflections on the deep, sometimes inexplicable bonds between people and animals. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of The Good, Good Pig, The Extraordinary Life of Christopher Hargwood by Cy Montgomery. It's read by Exie Sands, available from Tantor Media for 6 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. We continue now in biography memoir with Unearthed: Love, Acceptance, and Other Lessons from an Abandoned Garden. It's written by Alexandra Ann Risen, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Hilary Huber. Hilary Huber's narration of this memoir of repairing an enormous rundown garden unexpectedly located in downtown Toronto is nothing short of marvelous. Her voice is rich, warm, expressive, and humorous. As Alec describes the process of restoring the pagoda, beating back invasive weeds, discovering primroses and sugar maples, watching deer without taking a breath, or witnessing the destruction after a huge storm, Huber brings the listener along for a tour of the garden, painting pictures with her voice. The enormity of the physical task is ever present. At the same time, Alex comes to understand the obstacles that her parents faced as Ukrainian immigrants in Canada, putting a new face on her difficult childhood. Huber sensitively relates Alex's newfound empathy and understanding. It's a lovely book made spectacular by Huber. Anna Broom wrote that review of Unearthed: Love, Acceptance, and Other Lessons from an Abandoned Garden. It's read by Alexandra Ann Risen, an Earphones winner, read by Hilary Huber. It's available from Highbridge Audio for 9.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review today is The Children of Willesden Lane. It's written by Mona Golubek and Lee Cohen, and it's read by Mona Golubek, and it's an Earphones winner. Lisa Jura, an Austrian Jew, was already skilled pianist at age 14 when her parents sent her far from home to escape the Nazis. Along with 10,000 other children, she was part of the Kindertransport, which brought the children to London, where they found homes and built lives. The author narrates this amazing biography of her mother's life in a melodic voice. Golubac adopts a subtle German inflection for the narrative and provides a stronger German accent for the dialogue of Mrs. Cohen, who runs the refugee hostel at Willesden Lane. On a lesser scale, she provides well-done British and French accents. Lisa's life and thoughts are full of music, and her playing brings solace to herself and her neighbors during the bombings of London. Golubac's soft, emotional voice describes Lisa's music-filled hopes and dreams, while classical music soars throughout this beautiful audiobook, bringing tears and smiles to listeners. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of The Children of Willesden Lane. It's read by Mona Golubac, written by Mona Golubac, and it's an Earphones winner. It's available from Hachette Audio for 8 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Greatest, My Own Story by Muhammad Ali with Richard Durham, read by Dion Graham. He was the greatest, and not only because of his boxing skill, but also because of his humanitarian work, much of which went unheralded. It's uncanny how much narrator Dion Graham sounds like Ali. He has the same rhythm, inflection, and passion that the champ had. His voice carries listeners along as we hear about the life of a poor youth in Kentucky who learned that boxing could be a way out. But to achieve it, Ali had to give it everything he had. Graham makes us both feel the pain Ali felt both from the fights and from the world. His braggadocio was his way of getting noticed and making sure that he would get his shot at the title. You'll never see Ali the same after listening to this audiobook. Michael San Giacomo wrote that review of The Greatest, My Own Story by Muhammad Ali, written and Richard Durham, read by Dion Graham. It's available from Gray Malkin Media for 16.25 hours of unabridged listening. And you are listening to the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, continuing in biography and memoir, we have Course Correction. It's written by Ginny Gilder, read by Janice Ian. As a 16-year-old, Gilder discovered rowing, which provided an anchor in her life. She rowed on Yale's crew team, went on to win a silver medal in the Olympics, and has pursued a lifelong passion for Title IX and equal access for women in sports. Janice Ian presents a nuanced narration of Gilder's story. When the young Gilder deals with the effects of her parents' split and her mother's struggles with alcohol and mental illness, Ian echoes the pain and upheaval in the family. As Gilder struggles with asthma and physical challenges, Ian leaves no doubt of her resolve and determination. Similarly, Ian's tone and attitude reflect Gilder's pride and joy in her successes and achievements. Joyce E. McCarthy wrote that review of Course Correction. Ginny Gilder wrote it. It's read by Janice Ian, available from Love Hog Productions for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. Now we move over into history and biography, and our first review there is The Arabs, A History. It's written by Eugene Rogan, read by Derek Perkins, and it's an Earphones winner. Derek Perkins' powerful narration of Oxford historian Eugene Rogan's sweeping history of the Arab peoples and nations is audio listening at its very best. The pace never slackens, the hours fly by, and the story that unfolds is as dramatic and fraught as any novel. We in the West know little of the history of the Middle East and even less of its long, troubled relations with the European colonial powers. Rogan, writing largely from an Arab point of view, fills in dozens of blanks in today's headline stories and offers a perspective that is illuminating and persuasive. Perkins, as always, is a master of articulation Handling with Fluency and Confidence, a challenging text, one more challenging for the eye than for the ear. David A. Walton wrote that review of The Arabs, a History by Eugene Rogan, an Earphones winner read by Derek Perkins. It's available from Tantor Media for 27.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in history and biography, we have American Heiress by Jeffrey Toobin, read by Paul Michael. Accomplished narrator Paul Michael hits all the right notes in Toobin's detailed account of heiress Patricia Hearst's notorious 1974 kidnapping. The young woman was grabbed by a ragtag group of self-proclaimed revolutionaries who called themselves the Symbionese Liberation Army. Toobin, a CNN senior legal analyst and New Yorker magazine writer, employs his expertise to clearly explain the legal details as Hearst is tried for the criminal activities she was persuaded to participate in. Michael is an excellent choice to deliver the myriad facts and critical analyses of the proceedings, such as the inebriated shenanigans of Hearst's defense attorney, F. Lee Bailey. Despite Hearst's refusal to cooperate with the author, this elegantly written book, paired with Michael's excellent narration, makes for absorbing listening. William A. Gewirtz wrote that review of American Heiress by Jeffrey Toobin. It's read by Paul Michael, available from Random House Audio for 15.5 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is The Vanishing Velasquez, a 19th century bookseller's obsession with a lost masterpiece. It's written by Laura Cumming, and it's an Earphones winner read by Siobhan Redman. Why is a Scottish actress narrating the history of a 1600s portrait of a British crown prince by a Spanish painter? In fact, Scotland is the chief intersection in this tangled story of a masterpiece lost, found, and lost again, a story that is part biography, part art history, and part personal memoir. Siobhan Redman is a narrator of considerable subtlety and expressiveness and a fine complement to Laura Cummings' own considerable powers of description and evocation. This is one of those rare art histories best enjoyed through the eyes of the imagination and without the illustrations at hand. Soon enough, you'll want to look up Velázquez's paintings, which, however new or familiar, will come to you now, fresh and alive. The story reaches an unsatisfactory conclusion, but Redman's supple delivery is satisfaction enough. David A. Walton wrote that review of The Vanishing Velázquez, a 19th century bookseller's obsession with a lost masterpiece. It's by Laura Cumming, an Earphones winner read by Siobhan Redman. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Tradition by Barbara Eisenberg, read by Adam Grupper. L.A. Theater Works brings the making of Fiddler on the Roof to life, pun intended, in commemoration of the musical's 50th anniversary. Adam Grupper narrates seamlessly and steadily. The story starts with the germ of an idea planted in author Sholem Aleichem's stories about Tevye and his children, and continues with anecdotes of the musical's first touring performances, its opening on Broadway in 1964, the musical movie, and numerous recordings. Grupper delivers the narrator straightforwardly and gives the quotations appropriate accents. Although this is the story of one of the most popular musicals of all times, there are no musical clips. That's okay, because listeners will be humming Matchmaker, Matchmaker, Tradition, To Life, and many of the other familiar tunes in their heads when Grupper describes the song and scenes. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of Tradition, Barbara Eisenberg wrote it, Adam Grupper reads it, and it's available from LA Theater Works for 7.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Romanoffs, 1613 to 1980. It's written by Simon Sebag Montefiore, read by Simon Russell Beale. Simon Russell Beale provides an outstanding narration of the Romanov dynasty 300 plus years. His British accent gives an academic air to this story of power, lust, more lust, and even more lust, torture, piety, ambition, intrigue, deceit, betrayal, and all the elements of history that make the story of mankind so completely fascinating. Beale reads this exceptionally well-written text and pacing, with pacing and inflections that are nearly perfect. He is able, from the very beginning, to grab listeners, bring them in, and keep them wanting more. He gives Russian words a British pronunciation, which may grate on those who know Russian, but will in no way detract from a sublime performance for most. Michael T. Fine wrote that review of The Romanovs, 1613 to 1918. It's written by Simon Sebag Montefiore, read by Simon Russell Beale, available from Random House Audio for 28.75 hours, unabridged. Next, we have From Silk to Silicon, The Story of Globalization Through 10 Extraordinary Lives. It's written by Jeffrey E. Garden, and it's read by Tom Perkins. History buffs will love the political intrigue and sweeping sagas that fill this engrossing audio. Tom Perkins narrates with unobtrusive consistency, resonating with the drama woven into the narratives and putting to good use his pleasing vocal tone and sensitivity to phrasing. Starting with the 13th century illiterate empire builder Genghis Khan, who created organizational structures that elevated his rowdy warriors by incorporating the skills and cultures of conquered lands, the author profiles leaders throughout the ages whose explorations capitalized on the rich diversity they found in civilizations across the globe. The perspective Garten offers illustrates with captivating personal narratives, provides a timely reminder not only that all civilizations and cultures have value, but that the disruption caused by today's rapidly shrinking world is not new and is not altogether bad. Thomas Walken wrote that review of From Silk to Silicon, The Story of Globalization Through 10 Extraordinary Lives. It's written by Jeffrey E. Garten, read by Tom Perkins, and it's available from Highbridge Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in our history and biography, we have The Politicians and the Egalitarians, The Hidden Story of American Politics by Sean Wilentz, read by Joe Barrett. As Wilentz examines the value of politics in securing the American democratic dream, narrator Joe Barrett gives life to what have been a tedious historical discourse. His pace is good, and he slows slightly when making vital points. Varying his tone to suit the material, he keeps the sometimes highly detailed text from becoming dry. Overall, Barrett delivers the narrative in the way many students might wish their instructors delivered lectures. He also adopts hints of accents to indicate direct quotes, with uneven success, but this hardly detracts from his overall effectiveness. The author's defense of politicians is especially insightful in today's anti-Washington climate. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of The Politicians and the Egalitarians, The Hidden Story of American Politics. It's written by Sean Wilentz, read by Joe Barrett, and it's available from Highbridge Audio for 12.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Rise of the Rocket Girls, The Women Who Propelled Us from Missiles to the Moon to Mars. It's written by Natalia Holt, read by Aaron Bennett. Narrator Aaron Bennett does a great job reading this groundbreaking audiobook. Most histories of the rocket era during and after World War II focus on the achievements of men. This audiobook corrects that bias by telling the stories of brilliant women, known as human computers, who worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California and made our space and missile defense programs possible. It's a terrific story and well told. It's also good history. Bennett reads at a lively pace, and her sharp, slightly nasal voice keeps the story moving. She varies her tone, and although she doesn't include character voices, she makes it easy to follow the action with well-timed emphases and pauses that heighten the tension in the story. Robert I. Grundfest wrote that review of Rise of the Rocket Girls, the women who propelled us from missiles to the moon to Mars. It's written by Natalia Holt, read by Aaron Bennett, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when I'll bring you the brand new December-January 2017 issue of Audiophile Magazine. As usual, filled with reviews of the latest audiobook releases in all your favorite genres, from history to mystery, from fiction to business and personal growth. We'll have author interviews and narrator spotlights and all things audiobook for your listening enjoyment. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.